You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. Don't forget to get your tickets for the all-day agricultural outlook at the Beef House. Just $30 online, willag.org, or 800-898-1065. Do it right now. One of the folks that will be over there is Eric Snodgrass of Agrible. You'll hear him each and every Friday on this program. In fact, he's on the line right now. Eric, thanks for doing the show today and for getting ready for the big show over at the Beef House on the 8th day of March. Appreciate that. Boy, let's go back and take a look at what happened this past week. That was kind of a rough winter storm that made its way through our part of the world. Can you recap it for me?
Sure. We most certainly had blizzard conditions across a chunk of Illinois, especially eastern Illinois. And you got to have 35 mile an hour winds. You got to have some snow falling. It's got to reduce the visibility. And we had all of that. Some people were surprised, though, by the amount of snow that we received. A lot of people thought we're going to get quite a bit. But when you have snow falling, when it's 32-33 degrees outside, that snow compacts really, really well. It's a very wet and slushy and kind of gross snow. So that's why most locations around here received somewhere between 3 and 5 inches. But what was interesting was that while we were getting that blizzard here, the south was getting lit up with some severe weather. So far this year, we've had 132 reports of tornadoes. That puts us at the second kind of fastest pace in the last 10 years in terms of tornado activity. So yeah, that blizzard was impressive around here, but thankfully it's not really having a big impact for our weekend.
As we head further into the end of winter and then, of course, turning into springtime, I'm wondering about soil moisture conditions. How do we stand?
Yeah, well, it's great. Basically, the eastern two-thirds of the country is largely void of drought. Little spot in North Dakota, but it's, you know, that might be actually a good thing as they try to get into the fields early there. So soil moisture content is high. So even if we do sustain a little bit of dryness, that's not going to really have a huge impact as we start to go into plant. But what I kind of see coming up in the short term is a pretty active weather pattern. So we're going to have to keep a close eye on that soil moisture, as we don't want it to be too wet. Because that might, you know, that might really start to hinder our planting efforts that are going to start here in, you know, a little over a month.
We've been in a yo-yo sort of pattern. That's what you've called it. Is that going to be the case for the weekend and into next week?
This weekend, big ridge in the jet stream. That's where the jet stream bulges to the north. We're going to see some warmth out of it across most of the Great Plains and across the Midwest. 50s on Saturday, maybe even cracking 60 on Saturday around here. I'm sorry, cracking 60 on Sunday, sorry. But Sunday's going to be a windy day. That's because there's a low-pressure system that's going to try to cut across northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. We may get some rain in southern Illinois, kind of southern parts of Illinois, but we'll have to watch that closely. But definitely some snow in Wisconsin and Michigan. Then we got another system, Monday into Tuesday, hits the same area. And then we have another system that comes late Tuesday night. And this is the one that I'm really getting concerned about. It's this system that's going to hit, you know, beginning of the week, sometime around Tuesday into Wednesday, gets cranking up to our south rather than to our north. And when that happens, that puts us on kind of the wintry mix side of these things. There's a lot of uncertainty in that forecast, though, because it's the models are not handling it very well just at this point. But we need to keep our eye out for about 4 days from now for a system to come out of the kind of the Arklatex region, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. So yeah, that yo-yo just keeps going up and down. And what's really kind of fun is that we may start the first week of March a little cool, but then I see the second week possibly being, you know, quite warm and very pleasant. So I don't know, with that forecast, I may have just made the groundhog right. We'll have to wait and see.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric. We appreciate it. Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. He's from right here in Urbana-Champaign and will be a guest on our All Day Ag Outlook in that second beautiful week of March.